Tomlin.
And I'm Marnie Hughes. A rare resolution with potential political implications taking center stage tonight on Capitol Hill. House Democrats formalize a vote to potentially remove Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committees, as one of the top GOP leaders says he will not take actions against her. The Congresswoman, who was sworn in a month ago today, is set to serve on the budget and education and also labor committees until the end of her term in 2023. She has faced criticism over her support of multiple conspiracy theories and calls for violence against some Democratic lawmakers before she was elected.
It sets the stage for a vote on the House floor tomorrow, as some Republicans criticize Democrats, meantime, for not putting their own members under the very same microscope. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil live in the nation's capital tonight with more on this story. Joe.
Yeah, Rob, Marjorie Taylor Greene was becoming a household name for all of the wrong reasons. As you mentioned, these wild conspiracy theories with no base in reality, and then some of the likes and shares of posts of, frankly, violence against other members. So there were calls for Republicans to do something about it, but we saw Democrats take the first action, Republicans still sort of trying to figure out what to do about her.
House Republicans are meeting tonight to sort out what to do about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
How this is going to go depends on how Congresswoman Taylor handles this.
Republican leaders are now under pressure to remove Taylor Greene from her post on the Education Committee because of her affiliation with the QAnon conspiracy and past comments and posts claiming some school shootings were staged, questioning who was behind 9/11, and liking or sharing posts about shooting and hanging Democratic leaders. Some Republicans, including Congressman Don Bacon, say their party should hold her accountable in some way.
These statements were made before she was elected, so we have to understand that. But I think she also has to acknowledge they were just wrong.
I'll just say what I've heard from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Comments have been out of the mainstream.
Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn says House Republican leaders should decide consequences. Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy released a statement saying of Taylor Greene's past rhetoric, "I condemn those comments unequivocally. I've condemned them in the past. I continue to condemn them today." He went on, "As a member of Congress, we have a responsibility to hold ourselves to a higher standard than how she presented herself as a private citizen. Marjorie recognized this." Leader McCarthy stopped short of removing Greene from her committee assignments. He criticized Democrats for not condemning three of their own members, referencing Eric Swalwell, Maxine Waters, and Ilhan Omar, for comments she made which were condemned by both parties.
If you're equating this stuff, I mean, come on.
Meantime, Democrats will vote on a resolution to remove Taylor Greene from her committee assignments themselves, a rare move for the opposite party. Congressman Jim McGovern, who chairs the Rules Committee, says she's an exceptional case.
I don't ever recall another member coming to Congress who's actually agreed with posts advocating that a bullet be put in the head of the Speaker of the House.
Now, in that meeting that we were referencing among Republicans, we're not exactly sure what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, but we know that she did make comments, and there's reporting that she got an ovation, that there were people who were clapping for her after her comments. Again, whatever she said today, we're not exactly sure. Another important thing that happened at that meeting, Leader McCarthy came forward and defended Liz Cheney. There have been calls to remove her from leadership because she voted to impeach President Trump, but he defended her. Others also defended her, so we're not sure if she'll stay in leadership. That's going to be decided among the party, but she at least has the support among her fellow leaders, at least for now.
And Joe, now the stage is set for that dramatic vote on the House floor tomorrow. Have we ever seen anything quite like this in the past?
So this is a little bit different. What we have seen in the past is certain members of Congress lose their committee spots because their own party removes them from it. We saw that with Steve King, a congressman from Iowa not so long ago, for comments that he made that many found to be, frankly, racist. And so Republicans did that on their own. But for the opposite party to vote to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's something that you don't really see or hear about. It's certainly within the rules, and Democrats have the majority. It's within their right to do that, and they say that they're acting because of Republican inaction, but it's certainly something tomorrow that we're going to see that isn't a typical maneuver.
Joe Khalil in D.C. for us tonight. Thank you so much.